I would like to look briefly in terms of the instruction about the what we're doing when we meditate. Because I think we have different techniques of meditation in different schools, in different school of Buddhism. But if we look beyond the technique, let it be awareness technique or visualization or Zen style just sitting or asking a question. Generally, if you look behind, then there is basics. There is two things. Whatever we do in meditation, there is two things that we're trying to cultivate together. Because by cultivating them together, then we're able to develop creative awareness, mindfulness. And so these two elements are generally a term from the Pali language, samatha and vipassana. Samatha, S-A-M-A-T-H-A, and vipassana, V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A. And so samatha often is translated as concentration. But I'm not so sure if it's a good term to use, because we have a strange relation with the term concentration. Because often, when we were children, we were told concentrate. And generally, when we were told to concentrate, we generally tensed up and narrow. And this is not what we want to do when we sit in meditation. We don't want to tense around the breath. We don't necessarily want to narrow around the breath. And so that's why now I prefer to use the term anchoring. So for example, we can use the breath or the body as an anchor point. So if we have an anchor, it's like a boat. If a boat has an anchor, it doesn't mean that the boat does not remain immobile, but the boat moves, but it doesn't go too far. And it's the same here. When we use the breath or the body as an anchor, it's so that we don't go too far from what we're experiencing, what is happening right now. So it's really to help us to have a more wide, open experience of what is going on, instead of being lost in one element of the condition right now. So it's more about anchoring. So it's not so much that we have to be with the breath all the time, or be with the body all the time. But it means we come back to it. And if we come back to the body, or we come back to the breath as an anchor, then you come back to the multiplicity of the experience. And that's why when you meditate over time, you can have more openness, more spaciousness. Because of that, because you don't get stuck in just one thought or in one sensation or in one idea, but you are more aware of many different conditions which are happening right now, which then open up the vista. And so when we use, for example, today you can continue with the breath, which if it's a good object for you, but maybe if you are asthmatic, or maybe if you have a cold, that might not be such a good object. And then today we could use possibly more the body as an object. So the breath is a sensation in the body anyway. When we are aware of the breath, we are aware of the sensation in the body. But we could be more aware of the body in general. So that could be the anchor. So we might become distracted, thinking of this or that. And then we remember our intention to anchor, to be aware of the body, so we come back to the body. And if we come back to the body, we come back at the same time to the whole moment. And then you could say that with samatha, with concentration, you can have what I would call inclusive concentration. Or exclusive concentration. And so different technique will go one way or another. So that on the concentration spectrum, you can have a concentration which is more really, really narrow, very narrow point, or you can have on that side a very open focus. So you can have different type of way to concentrate. And so if you do exclusive concentration, it's like pushing everything away, and there you really try just to be with the body, with the breath. But personally, I feel that has a tendency to make us a little tense. If you go on the other side and you have really, really open focus, then it can make you a little vague. So generally, what personally I would recommend, if people find that useful, is to look at it more in terms of foreground and background. So that you focus on the breath or on the body in the foreground, and then everything else is in the background. So you have this more something in the front, but then you still have everything else in the back. So that then there is no tension. Nothing is excluded. Everything is included. So you could say you might have 60-70% focusing, anchoring in the breath or in the body, and then 20-40% in the back. You're aware that thought have arise, you have sensation, you hear sound. But you don't focus on them specifically. They're just in the background, arising and passing away. So that's personally the way I would look at that term, samatha, concentration. And so basically what we do when we try to focus, to anchor, is just we come back. So to see that every time we come back, but we come back in a gentle manner, we come back not because the thoughts are bad. They're not bad. Thoughts are just because we have a brain which is active. So you have a thought, but how much do you get involved in the thought? How much do you identify with the thought? How much are you taken over by it? This is what is questioned in terms of the meditation. So the idea over time is, oh, you see the thought, you remember your intention, and you come back. And sometimes you can see it's immediate. It's like nearly the moment you see the thought, actually you're already back. And then sometimes you have more the feeling that you were in the thought for quite some time before you emerge and, I have been thinking about this, then I come back. It doesn't matter. What is important is that again and again, gently you come back. And when you come back to the breath, you come back to the body, you come back to the whole experience. This is really one of the ideas. Then the other thing we're trying to do at the same time when we're meditating is to cultivate vipassana, this looking deeply. But this is not an intellectual analysis. It's more an experiential inquiry. It's kind of like trying to go inside the experience and trying to be aware of certain aspects of experience. For example, that things change. And at one level you might say, but I know things change. But the way when we encounter something, often the way we react to it is to feel it's going to continue. You have itch, you have a sensation, you generally have the impression, it's like that now, it's going to last a long time, if not forever. So we have a tendency to permanentize things, to think that things are going to last much longer than they do. And so being aware of change, you don't actually have to look for it. It's just there. And then we can notice how things change when we sit in meditation in two different ways. One way is that they come and they go. For example, that's why the awareness of sensation in the body can be very useful there. Because you might be sitting and then you might feel here, let's say, an itch. It's really itchy, it's really scratchy. So generally you have a little itch here and you want to scratch it. And then it's more itchy and then it kind of continues for a little bit. But here you just see it And you just go inside the sensation. And the sensation is very itchy. And because it's so intense, you have the feeling it's going to last for a long time if I don't do something. But because you are in meditation, you just sit there and you just stay with it and feel how intense it is and how the intensity you want to do something. And then suddenly, it's so gone. And it's really not there. So before, a few seconds before, it was really there, now it's really gone. And just to be aware of that, how it feels, oh, it's gone. And when it's gone, it's like it was nearly never there. And when it's there, it's like it's always there. So just being aware of that, just being aware of, oh, it was so there, now it's so gone. And that's the same with certain thoughts. That's the same with certain emotional state, that's the same with certain physical sensation, same with sounds. So some things arise, stay a while, and pass away. So generally there is this movement of arising and ceasing. Then there is another way to be aware of change, is that when something continues, like you might have a sensation in the knee, for example, which might continue a little. Then you go inside the sensation. And what you experience, actually, if you go inside the sensation, is that the sensation changes within itself. And it changes in many different ways. So that depends for each of us. And just to be aware of that, that also things change within themselves. They're not fixed, they're not solid. So in terms of the meditation we can do today, if this is a good suggestion for you, we could be aware of the body. And so we can be aware of the body in terms of anchoring in the body in three different ways. One way is just to be aware of the sensation of contact. Just resting our attention on the sensation of contact. So contact of the air on the cheeks, contact of the clothes on the body, contact of the hands on each other or on the thighs, contact of the buttocks on the cushion, contact of the legs against the floor. Just being aware of contact. And that actually is quite restful. As a meditation, to just be aware of contact, I think can be kind of quite a restful type of meditation. So you could explore that to start with. Then we can also be aware of sensation, so stronger sensation. So it can be pleasant physical sensation or unpleasant physical sensation. So just for you to be aware of that. So if you have a little more of a sensation in the neck, or more of a sensation in the stomach, or more of a sensation in the knees, then you put your attention there. But there you have to be careful. If you put your attention there, and it seems that if it's unpleasant sensation, it becomes more intense, then I think it's better then to go to a place where there is no intensity and go back to be aware of the sensation of contact. If you go to the sensation, and although it's unpleasant, you can actually go inside it and experience its changing nature, then actually it might slightly seem to dissipate it, or to make it just how it arises, how it changes. So this one is for you to see. Do I go to more intense sensation? Does it augment it? Does it diminish it? Does it help me to be with it in a different way? So that's for you to kind of find out in terms of that. Or you can do body sweeping or body scanning. And that's what I will do the guided meditation this afternoon. So you start just to be aware of the head. How does it feel to have a head? Just being aware of the different part of the head. Not grasping at the sensation or rejecting sensation. Just How does it feel to have a head? Then you go to the neck and the shoulders, then the arms and the hands, then you go to the torso, the front and the back, then the pelvic area and the buttocks, then the upper part of the leg, lower part of the leg, and then at the end, being aware of the whole body. And when you do that slowly, you can then use this awareness of contact, just being aware of contact, the air on the cheeks, the end of the thigh, the clothes on the body. Or you can be aware that in different places, you have different intensity of sensation. Some places more sensation, other places less sensation. Again, observing how they change within themselves. And this being aware of the body, I think, can be very useful as an anchor in daily life. Because in daily life, we often get caught in thought or in the past or in the future or in different things. And we often go into abstraction, kind of a little detached from what is going on around us. And so here, with being aware of the body, it's a way to ground us. Each technique, each object has a slightly different effect. The breath can be calming. The body can be grounding. The listening to the meditation opening. So each has a little different effect. And I would say in terms of using this as a tool in daily life, it can have a tendency help us to ground, to come back to here, to this experience, to this physical experience.